Welcome to this week's Mentor Moment with me, Gary Fox. Every successful founder needs a good mentor, and every single week I give you a brand new one. Today, it's Keelan Lennon, the CEO of Clever Cards. This week, he teaches us the importance of not being too reliant on one platform. When Facebook pulled their public API, it forced Keelan to completely change his business. Here's how he pulled it off, and now why he's stronger than ever. Going green, becoming more sustainable, it's everywhere, right? Everyone wants to be greener and do their bit to help. But sometimes, for your business, there are more important things to do. It's hard to find the time. Well, take it out of your hands because it's all in a day's work for your local enterprise office. They have the time and the experts to sort it for you. And the best bit is, it'll help your business, save you time, money, and energy. Perfect, right? The Green for Business audit will assess your business and tell you where you can make changes. And the new energy efficiency grant will help you pay for those changes. And your local enterprise office will sort the whole process for you. Go to www.allinadayswork.ie/green, fill out the form that takes less than 2 minutes, and your local enterprise office will take it from there. Going green? It's all in a day's work for your local enterprise office. Many of you listening to the pod are business owners and savvy investors, but have you been introduced to peer-to-peer lending? Peer-to-peer lending is the practice of lending money directly to other individuals or businesses without the need for a traditional intermediary like a bank. Property Bridges offers you the opportunity to lend directly to experienced home builders across Ireland through their innovative online investment platform. Investors earn returns of up to 9% per annum, and your money is fully secured against property. To learn more, visit propertybridges.com. Property Bridges is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to share a game changer for your business, Azure Communications. When it comes to print and marketing solutions, these folks, led by CEO Jenny Johnston, are the real deal. Whether you need an eye-catching brochure, sleek business cards, or a full-blown digital campaign, Azure Communications has you covered. They're not just about high-quality prints or digital campaigns, they're also about delivering great results. And here's the best part. Just for listeners of The Entrepreneur Experiment, you can get 20% off your first order. Just give them a call or go online and use the code FOX20. With personalized service and fast turnaround times, Azure Communications will help you make the impact your business deserves. Trust me, when it comes to making your brand stand out, Azure Communications is the provider of choice. Check them out at azurecom.ie. Use code FOX20 and elevate your marketing game today.
Video content was on a circular piece of plastic that we used to call a DVD. Until a crowd called Netflix came along and built a digital platform for movies. Music was on a circular piece of plastic called a CD until Steve Jobs said, I can put 1,000 songs into a phone. And hopefully someday people will say there used to be this rectangular pieces of plastic that we used to call debit and credit cards until this crowd, Clever Cards, came along and put it into the phone. So really, It's building what Netflix did for movies or music we're doing for payments, making it as easy and the same configurability. I've got a wish list on Netflix, or I've got genres on Netflix. It's the same concept that we've brought to payments. So if you're a CFO, you can say, well, look, can I configure a card that'll only work, you know, for ads? Can I configure a card that'll only work in petrol stations? Can I configure a card that'll only work for an AWS bill? Can I configure a card that'll only work in one retailer? Can I configure a card that'll expire next Friday? And we've brought all of that to bear on a platform that essentially turns the CFO into the banker. So it's not now ringing the bank to say, can I get a card that they say, well, it's plastic, it's a 5-year expiry, and here's the credit limit, and going, well, can I not configure it? So we've delegated that to make it really easy for the CFO office to have complete control over payments before they happen.
It was only when I put my cards onto my phone that I was like, oh, this is different, because we get so many advancements in tech and they're all kind of like marginal. The next iPhone is marginally better than the last. But when you put your cards onto your phone, and it sounds so simple to say, but just boop, paid. You talked about it there earlier, removing friction. That is the key, I think, in modern life, because people are so used to everything being so easy now.
Yeah, and I think there's look, I could talk all day for it and I won't, but I think, you know, there's a few call outs. I think people want not just friction removed, okay? And, you know, if you're a HR person or if you're a general manager of a small business and you've got somebody in the other part of the country and you want to be able to instantly send them money with, you know, €1,000, €250 on it, I can do it now in 10 seconds. You literally send the card, go straight to it by email or WhatsApp, and they've got a card on the phone in 60 seconds. Mm. So that is frictionless for the person who's initiating the payment out. It's frictionless for the employee that can walk straight in and spend it online or in store. And then lots of other things when it's in the phone, to your point. I mean, the concept of a plastic card, I mean, that €50 limit, it's different in different countries. But, you know, the reason being, if you drop that card, that plastic card, and you know, somebody can continue to tap, you know, five times and they can leak on your account. But, you know, once on a phone, if I hand you my phone now, you know, your face doesn't look like my face, so you're not going to be able to get in. You know, there's lots of security checks that are in it, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. We've got security checks in the background. So, yeah, it's frictionless. And then, you know, I would also say that from a fraud point of view and from an anti-money laundering point of view, that's coming in like a ton of bricks in behind. You know, so anyone that's in that space, you know, the regulators are picking up on them. So Clever Cards has overcome all of that problem by using the technology to make it bulletproof, you know.
The Financial Times had a beautiful article. I think it was this Saturday. About that website, it's on the dark web. I can't even remember what it's called. The Act is basically a marketplace for stolen information.
Yeah.
And they were saying it's so big now that there's websites dedicated to two criminals, obviously can't trust each other.
Yeah.
So they have a website that they put the stuff into storage. Yeah. And then Keelan goes off and tries, oh, working great, thanks, Jimmy. Hands him over the money, and then he goes off and uses all that stolen information. And then they were saying the US is the biggest avenue for that.
Yeah, and there's another thing just now that you've brought up that topic, not to get too complicated and keep it really simple, okay, but there's a concept called tokenization. So, you know, some bright spark, you know, 50 years ago came up with the idea of 16 digits, 4921770, whatever, an expiry and a CCV, right? And, you know, there's a lot of permutations and combinations to try and guess that number, okay? So that was a good idea at the time. But the problem is that if you use that plastic card, those card numbers are in the coffee shop, the pub, they're on the airline sites. It's the same numbers that are traveling everywhere. So, or you may even have written the number down into your phone somewhere, okay? Once a criminal gets a hold of that, okay, that's you compromised.
Mm.
If you go to a car park, as happened to me before in Italy, and I put a plastic card in, okay, it was scammed. And next minute I got a phone call, you know, later on the next morning I got the phone call to say, was I in Florida? I was going, no, I'm in Italy. So the number had already been sold and scammed, okay? When it comes to the phone and tokenization, what we've done, okay, think of it, instead of being a 16-digit number, that's scrambled and tokenized into, think of a 100-digit alphanumeric number. And more to the point, when I tap that at the point of sale, it scrambles. So it will work for that transaction, but the next time round, there's a different number.
Amazing.
So the numbers are changing all the time, which means you can even if someone was to get that number in a retailer and say, well, I've got a token here, you know, it's impossible. Okay. So that concept of tokenization that we've brought in on top of our card. So our cards are tokenized, which brings that layer of security.
Is that the future of payments? Is that a broader movement?
Yeah, I think that's a broad. I mean, tokenization has been applied in lots of different sectors, but in terms of how we've brought it to the payments category, in terms of, you know, anyone that gets one of these employee rewards, as an example, at Christmas time, it's tokenized, where nobody in the marketplace is doing that. They're doing, you know, 16 digits and a CCV, or it's a voucher or something with a voucher number. So it's you know, once somebody gets their hands on that, you're in trouble. You know,
I met an Irish guy who's a cyber security firm, but they do preventative security. So they're trawling the dark web and the deep web and all the webs for all this information that's already leaked. What they do is they gather it up and they go to you and they go, did you know? So he was telling me a great story. He did he was asked to come in and speak to, I won't say where or how, he was asked to come in and speak to a large body in the education space. And it was all staff and faculty there, and he'd gone on and found 10,000 bits of their data that was available online.
Yeah.
And he started his talk with that, and I was just like, oh my God, what a way to start a talk.
Yeah.
But it's only when you speak to people like him. They did an example of whereby they had a reader outside a department store, and they were picking up on all the people walking in and out and showing the example of how leaky your data can be and how leaky your contact list can be. Like, it's a wild space at the minute, isn't it? So, like, to see people like you coming into it and doing it a different way, it's really interesting, because I think, to be honest, I was very, very ignorant of it until I met him, and I was like, oh my God. It's kind of one of those things you kind of put to the back of your mind.
Yeah, because it's dark web, that's what it is, and people don't realize that if I'm walking around with a piece of plastic and 16 digits and, you know, it's wild open. You know, it's kind of like having your in the old days, having your wallet open with your numbers exposed, you know, whereas that isn't the case when you do what we do with biometrics and everything else in tokenization.
So when you went to China, you saw this, that was the kind of aha moment. What were we on the trade mission for? What were you there working on?
Well, it was with, as I said, it was with IDA Ireland and Enterprise Ireland, and it was, you know, bridging relationships between China and Ireland and tech companies in Ireland and tech companies in China. So a previous version to Clever Cards business that I've been... that I had was in the digital greeting card space, and this company was looking at getting into that space, so that was really the rationale and the reason for going there. But as I said, you know, it was a no-brainer. And when I came back, I said, I'm going to build a payments platform, a digital payments platform. I'm going to do what Netflix did, and I'm going to do that for payments.
Ambitious. That's a big goal. You came back with some big dreams there from China.
Yeah, and that was it. And I said, this is doable. I could see it. I could see the demand. I could see. And then as I began to think it through a bit further, I was going, oh, you know, it's a bit crowded. You know, there was the Revoluts and the N26s and the Moneys. And, you know, there was a lot of businesses like this that, you know, the early neobanks were coming into it. So kind of went cold on the idea for a few weeks. And then penny dropped. I said, nobody's doing this for businesses. This is a blue ocean, wide open. Nobody has done it for business. And more to the point, the concept of bringing digital cards into phones and whatnot, et cetera, those very neo-consumer banks have educated the market.
Yes.
So coming in off the back of that meant there was a friction point that was removed. And essentially, that's what we did. We created the ability for a business to digitally issue cards to their employees.
So did you hard left away from the greeting cards business then? You were just like, when you were in China, were you like, okay, we need to stop everything? Like, how did you transition? Because that seems like a big swing.
Well, it was a complete swing, because actually what happened, and it's a lesson in entrepreneurship as well, is that, you know, we had one single point of dependency and failure in that earlier business, which was Facebook. So we were very, very reliant on Facebook in terms of an API connection that we had. And we got too big. You know, we were up to the point where we had 500 million people on a social graph. So we were a quasi-social network at that stage.
Wow. What were you doing?
Digital greeting cards. So it's the ability for me to send you a digital greeting card that goes into your phone. And effectively, instead of a digital greeting card, it's now a digital MasterCard device, to use the analogy, okay?
But how did Facebook impact that?
So Facebook would give us a feed. So, you know, we were able to understand who your closest friends and family were from Facebook. So we could send you, hey, Gary, it's, you know, Keelan's birthday on Friday. That was a critical part to it. And, you know, overnight, Facebook pulled the plug on the API for anybody.
Really?
As they got bigger and threw their muscle around more. So you kind of...
When was this?
Over 5 years ago. And So, you know, and you're conscious always in business that you've got single points of failure. The important things to have, you know, a mitigation plan against them.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. Airbnb. Before COVID, Airbnb, everything was built on Airbnb. Our entire market was the tourism sector.
Yeah.
And then that stopped. Now, look, COVID is a black swan event,
There's always going to be, you know, you can't plan for wars. You can't plan for, you know, for COVIDs, right? There are certainly things that are, you know, real left field, okay? If you plan for every single, you know, redundancy and every single risk, you won't be able to move it forward. So you need to zone in on the ones that are the highest probability and manage for them, you know.
But what happened with the API? How did you hear that was coming? Because that sounds like
Facebook
one of those
wrote to all the developers and said, we're pulling this API.
How long did you have to?
Probably, I can't remember now. I think it might have been 3 months at the time. I can't remember. And but it was fortuitous, because, you know, now we'd Facebook Mark II, which was the biggest player in China. So it was bigger than Facebook. As a matter of fact, this company owned a business like Facebook and like Uber and like WhatsApp, you know, together. So, you know, it was a monstrous organization. So it would have given us the equivalent in the Eastern market. But as I said, you know, a far better business was financial service. Financial service was broken. You could see it. And to be honest with you, I much preferred overall my career B2B businesses. They're far more resilient.
If you enjoyed that chat with Keelan, I guarantee you love the whole chat. So go back and listen to episode 288, or click the link in the description below.